Today's readings are about bearing good fruit, about following in the way of Christ so that we can rise to new life with him. As St. Paul says in his famous passage in the first letter to the Corinthians, "Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting?" The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Lent comes before Easter to teach us that the way to life, to the new life of Christ, is to follow the path that he did, the cross. A lot of people think of the Lenten fast as just a bunch of rules that some old guys in Rome said we have to follow. But there's a reason for all of the things we do. I've heard so many people say that they don't give up meat on Fridays because down here in Louisiana, it's really not a sacrifice because our seafood is so good. So instead of making a small sacrifice of giving up meat, they choose not to make any sacrifice. Instead, let's take it to the next level. St. Francis de Sales, in his famous work, Introduction to the Devout Life, says that instead of giving up meat, how about whenever you sit down to eat, eat whatever is put before you without complaining? Now, that might be a bit harder for some of us, right? But whatever you do, keep in mind the reasons that we fast and how this Lenten fast prepares us for Easter. We fast, first of all, to be in solidarity with the poor. The poor don't have a choice. They live with limited resources, not for 40 days, but every day. Fasting can give us a new appreciation for what those who are truly living in poverty go through and for what we have. Instead of taking things for granted that we are able to enjoy the small pleasures of life, that sense of gratitude for the people and things in our lives and for the blessings that God gives us every day. And it can lead us to have a greater compassion for the poor. This is why our Christian spiritual tradition has always said that we shouldn't just fast during Lent, but that we should take what we've saved in time and money and give it to the poor. That our fasting should lead to almsgiving. The first reading, the book of Sirach, says, "When a sieve is shaken, the husks appear. So do one's faults when one speaks. As the test of what the potter molds is in the furnace, so in tribulation is the test of the just." Lent is meant to be a sort of tribulation, a test. And it can teach us a lot about ourselves. If we choose our Lenten fasts well, it can show us what we're struggling with in the spiritual life. Now, we shouldn't choose something too hard, as that might discourage us and tempt us to give up. But we also shouldn't choose something too easy. Like, kids always joke that they're going to give up homework for Lent. Well, it should be challenging, but not debilitating. When we really enter into the silence of Lent, and I don't mean just from noise, but the silence of all of our senses, the sensory deprivation of Lent, then we suddenly have time for our own minds to start working, to start thinking and reflecting on our own lives. Now, we've invented ways to always be surrounded by sound, right? From the Walkman in the 80s to wireless earbuds today. There are many great quotes about silence, but something I found recently from Mother Teresa: if you face God in prayer and silence, God will speak to you. Then you will know that you are nothing. It is only when you realize your nothingness, your emptiness, that God can fill you with Himself. Souls of prayer are souls of great silence. We sometimes think of the Lenten fast as giving up bad things. But really, we should be giving up good things. The Lenten fast is an offering to God. Let us never offer God anything that is evil. The ancient Jewish people would give the first fruits and the unblemished lambs to the Lord, meaning they would take the very best of what they had, the juiciest fruits, the most perfect part of the crop, and give it to God. During Lent, we cut back or give up things that we enjoy, good things, as a way of expressing our love for God. By doing so, we're saying, I love this stuff, but I love God more. Or, these things are good, but God is the source of all goodness. And so as we gather here under the crucifix, not because we're keeping Christ on the cross, as some people say, but because as long as we are in this world, we are on the way of the cross, longing for the resurrection. That reminder that Christ first mounted the cross out of love for us, and to forgive our sins and the sins of the world, can help us to be strengthened by God to carry our own crosses. The little crosses that we choose to carry during Lent are light compared to the great crosses that we all have to bear at some points in our lives. But they can give us the hope that we don't carry them alone, and that the resurrection of the Lord is waiting for us just at the end of the road.